listening to the EVs for Everyone podcast. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, an award-winning automotive executive, and I'm so excited to introduce you to some of the most dynamic thought leaders the EV economy has to offer. Listen in on honest conversations I have with the leading electric vehicle experts and uncover critical insights that will help you jump ahead and stay there. The electrification race is officially on, and these conversations have never been more important. So whether you're an automotive executive or just an EV enthusiast, this is the podcast for you. Let's get started. Sharky.
Yes, Elena.
We literally just met 5 minutes ago.
I know, it's magical.
It is magical. This is, you know, the power of texting and technology.
Yes, we can be connected digitally, and then we can be connected in reality.
In reality. Okay. So we're in Vegas at the International Car Rental Show.
Yes.
You did a phenomenal presentation yesterday at the show. No, don't be humble. Don't be humble.
I don't know if it was phenomenal, but okay.
So, but because I heard rave reviews on just how you took the audience through a journey, right? Maybe a lot of folks had one mindset about EVs and car rental. Oh, by the way, this episode is about EVs and car rentals.
EVs and car rental.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
And so you took the audience on a journey from like people being like, I'm a little bit salty on EVs because
understandably,
may or may not have gotten burned.
Well, you know, look, I'm president of the American Car Rental Association. So
yes.
Of course, I am hearing everything from everybody about all of the pitfalls, the travails, things not going right, consumers being upset, chargers not working, manufacturers dropping prices capriciously on products that they've already bought, which in our industry, that impacts our bottom line pretty directly, right? Like, so we're counting on a vehicle depreciating a certain amount.
Right.
And if a manufacturer all of a sudden undercuts the MSRP by 30%, that in some cases for some of our members can wipe millions, tens of millions, or even hundreds of millions of dollars off their balance sheet. So it's a pretty painful moment for people that are invested. And, you know, I think anybody that's paying attention to EVs knows that we're, you know, hitting a rough patch here because the hype has maybe gotten over its skis a bit. People are encountering chargers that aren't necessarily working or available, or there's long lines. It's sporadic distribution throughout the country. And then on top of that, you have you know, the sort of the manufacturing flaws that you run into sometimes with EVs.
Right.
And you know, we're in a period of transition, and transitions are always painful.
Yeah.
On the other hand, and this was, you know, the message I had for my industry, because I've been engaged with this issue. And, you know, by the way, I don't have a dog in this fight yet. I only rent passenger vans, so
right.
They don't make an EV passenger van. I mean, VW has this ID.Buzz thing.
Shout out to VW and the Buzz coming out.
Yes.
Hello. So actually, I have a friend at VW, Igor. Are you listening? Igor. VW. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm interested in that, and I'm following that.
Right.
But for my main demographic, you know, I do a lot of catering to bands going on tour.
Bandango.
Bandigo. Yes.
Bandigo. I got the name. I knew it was like, it was a really cool, catchy. Okay, Bandigo. Yes.
No, it's fine. Everybody says Bandango because years ago we all bought movie tickets on Fandango.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's why I messed it up. Okay, right. Apologies.
No worries. So, yeah, the point is I don't have a dog in the fight because I don't have any EVs. So there's some irony in the fact that I'm spending so much time you know, talking about EVs, working on EVs, now helping the nation transition to EVs.
Right, yes.
You know, there's a lot of, it's a lot of effort invested in something that I can't personally benefit from.
Right.
So hopefully, but, you know, I think that helps in terms of being able to speak authentically about this. I'm not trying to promote a particular position here. And my message to the industry is, you know, I think the entire spectrum of concerns and everything about this, you got to kind of set that to the side. And the reason you have to set it aside boils down to one word, and it's economics.
Mm.
because the economics of EVs and where things are tilted.
Yeah.
As I said to the room last night, or yeah, I guess it was yesterday morning, this thing's fucking coming.
Right.
It's fucking coming.
Yes.
And you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Yes. And you can put your head in the sand like an ostrich.
Right.
But all that's going to happen is the steamroller is going to roll right over you.
Right. Right.
So you need to be engaged. You need to be thinking. And the reason why I say it's economics, you know, so I had everybody in the audience pull out their phone. Probably most of them were on their phone anyways.
Anyway.
Yes. So I said, if you are already looking at your phone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I want you to Google BYD.
Yes. Thank you.
And the seagull.
Yes.
Specifically, I want you to look at the seagull. $9,700 US.
$9,000. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that we know is that Toyota has announced a solid-state battery,
yes.
which they think is going to hit the market, you know, somewhere around 2 to 3 years. Currently testing at 745-mile range. They think it's going to be plus 900. 10-minute charging time.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I said to the crowd is, do you really think, do you really think that American consumers, when they are presented with a vehicle that is under $10,000. I'm not saying the Toyota battery will be that cheap. I don't know. But like, it's clear where the trend lines are going. Do you really think that American consumers are going to say no to a sub $10,000 car that they can charge in 10 minutes and then drive for the next 2 months without having to go charge again? I don't see it. I don't, like, and I think, you know, folks would be kidding themselves.
Right.
To think that this isn't coming. Now, right. what are the barriers to adoption? Well, I mean, some of it is just being used to it.
Right.
We're on the front lines of that. We're
right.
helping people get used to
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
The biggest barrier to adoption yeah. is probably just charger availability,
right.
charger reliability. You know, they got to actually work when you get there. From where I sit, that's a solvable problem.
Yes, exactly. And also, too, I want to highlight the work that you're doing in D.C.
Yeah.
with Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy.
Yeah.
Like, you are, like you said, you are truly on the front lines of this.
That's right.
We were hit with the Hertz headline with
yes.
the dumping of the Teslas. And,
yeah.
you know,
right.
that was just, like, mm-hmm. pervasive everywhere. Everybody was just like, oh,
yeah.
my gosh, look at what Hertz did, this and that. So, actually, your take on that, because I'm sure that came across
you
your
know,
desk
look,
once
I'm,
or twice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm president of the American Car Rental Association. It would be inappropriate for me to talk about any of our members
right.
and
right.
how they're doing business or,
right.
you know, what
right.
they're doing specifically.
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair to my members
right.
who, you know, we deeply value, right?
Yes.
You know, like, but what I can say is industry-wide, this is not unique to any specific company, the sudden drops in prices have really affected the viability. The lack of service technicians, qualified service technicians,
mm-hmm.
has resulted in vehicles waiting an incredibly long time for even minor repairs.
Yeah.
And if your business is to keep these things on the road and keep them moving,
yeah.
that's obviously inconsistent with that.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of parts supply, you know, throughout the nationwide supply chain, that's contributing to the delays even further.
Mm-hmm.
It's also driving up the cost. And of course, like for a car rental company, the cost isn't just measured in the cost of repairs,
mm-hmm.
but it's also the downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to service the debt on that vehicle. You have to continue to pay employees.
Mm-hmm.
That is only so much harder if the vehicle's not available to you and
right.
it's just sitting in a shop for 3 months
right.
over like
yes.
a sensor and a bumper or something.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, but you know, I'm optimistic that these. I'm not optimistic. I'm certain that these challenges will eventually resolve themselves.
Yeah.
The question is, how painful is it going to be? Are we going to rip the Band-Aid off, you know, millimeter by millimeter and try and make it as painful as possible? Are we going to or are we going to get in there and solve the fucking problem,
right?
Like, we need to, like, get serious about it
right.
and just
yes.
rip the thing off
and
get it done.
I couldn't agree with you more, and
yeah.
I love that analogy so much because there, you know, we live in a very, very complex automotive ecosystem, and there's a lot of stakeholders in this, right? You see this too, like working on the EV working group in DC.
So everybody's in the room that needs to be in the room. And we're, you know, tackling the issues. It's a little scary.
Right.
You're like, wait a second, we're just sitting around shooting the shit.
And like,
there's going to be a piece of paper, and that's going to, like, you know, cause this cascading series of events. So you just, I just try not to think about that.
Right. I keep hearing this issue with people not wanting to rent an EV.
Yeah.
And the issue is, if I'm in a new city, I'm scared to rent an EV because I don't know where the charging stations are. I don't know how to do this thing. I've never been in an EV before.
Right.
How is the industry, how specifically for ACRA too, I don't know if this is a topic of conversation. How are you helping consumers maybe educate a little bit more on, like, hand-holding a little bit more? So this comes up so much during the show, so I'd love your take.
Well, you know, that's funny. So we talked about this at the EV Working Group, and with my friend Alicia Guild, who is sort of our liaison to the joint office, we sort of hatched up this scheme that, you know, we need to make, like, humorous video, right? Like, did you ever fly on Virgin America? Do you remember the, the safety video where they did the dancing and the robot voice and, you know?
I volunteer as tribute to be in this video.
So, you know, I said to Alicia, I was like, you know, like, I've got a lifetime I spent in the music industry. You know, I could absolutely make a couple calls, get some Grammy-winning producers involved. I got friends in the film business. Let's make a funny educational video that's entertaining. And then, you know, if you do a good job, maybe the companies will show the video while you're waiting in line or what have you. Just make it, you know, really interesting. Look, I where I live, I can only park on the street. So I don't have EV myself, but the only times I've driven one were in a rental context. So the first time I rented an EV, it was a Tesla, and it took me probably a good 2 to 3 minutes just to figure out how to get in the car.
You're like,
Like, it made no sense to me.
I don't understand.
And then I got in the car, and I was like, where's the fucking key? Like, where does this thing go? How do I start this thing? You know, where's the button? There's no button, you know? And then gradually you tap enough things and you realize, oh, I got to put the card on the you know, the armrest, which is, that's weird. You know, had some fun renting that car, and then it was time to charge, and, you know, like everybody else, I'm like, now what? And then you get to the charging area, and there's a little bit of a line. Okay, how long am I going to be waiting? And then it's time to charge, and you're like, what do I do now? You know, and how do I pay? And what's going to happen? A lot of questions. So I don't blame consumers at all. I think the stupidest thing you can do in business is blame consumers. Consumers do what consumers do. It's your job to facilitate their needs and address their concerns. But, you know, I think as more and more people adopt these vehicles, as the charging standards become more consistent, and as people start to have more experience, it'll be just like anything else. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, people were like, I would never wear a seatbelt while I was driving.
Or I would never get into a stranger's car, and now it's Lyft and Uber,
No.
It takes time.
Things change. That's what happens. We're in a period of change. There is certainly risks, but there's also opportunities. And, you know, I think for my colleagues in this industry, focus more on the opportunities. There's a lot of fertile ground to mine there, and we should be looking for ways to make this work for us and get in front of it. And, you know, frankly, there's a positive opportunity there to contribute to how the nation moves forward. You know, I just saw this study in San Francisco that shows that the air quality has measurably improved UC Berkeley, I think it was, did the study that showed a fairly significant drop in emissions that they are able to directly tie to the uptick in EV cars that we have, which is significant and substantial.
Right, especially in that part of the country, right?
That's
tailpipe
right.
emissions, I know that's just a huge
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. I love this conversation. I absolutely want to check in with you periodically because you have your finger on the pulse of car rental. Yes, you do. Stop being so humble. You do. So you are in the trenches.
I would say maybe a pulse. I don't know about a pulse.
Stay tuned for more with Sharky because this is just the tip of the iceberg. This was just to get the audience familiar with you and what you do
and
what you stand for. So I'm
cool.
excited.
All right. Lovely meeting you, Elena.
Yes.
Okay.
Great to meet you. Thank you, Sharky.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the EVs for Everyone podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and subscribe to the show and leave a 5-star review with a comment. We read every single comment, so thank you in advance. If you have an idea for an upcoming episode or you would like to be a guest on the show, go to evs4everyone.com/contact. That's evs4everyone.com/contact. Until next time, keep charging forward. Word.